Year-end thoughts from general aviation leaders. How do we fix this? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Now that the number of special features remaining in 2009 is down into the single digits, I thought it would be a good time to briefly recap some comments shared by general aviation executives during 2009 on the topic of restoring the vitality of the GA sector. The huge hit taken by the business aviation sector is an especially acute issue for Joe Lombardo, president of Gulfstream. And yet, the company has continued development of two new business jets, both of which saw their maiden flights in the last few days. ANN editor-in-chief Jim Campbell spoke with Joe recently about the assault on business aviation and what tactics might be effective in fighting it.
Industry advocacy is something that's near and dear to your heart, and particularly to Gulfstream, which has taken a leadership position in this particular role. But the big question is, for the last year, it seems that the industry has been reactive rather than proactive. How do we change this?
Well, first of all, let me make sure that we understand that it's just not been my role. It's my colleagues throughout the industry. Also, the two industries that I mentioned in the press briefing, MB Double and Gamma, played a major role. That's a very good question. We were reactive. We were caught flat-footed. I think what you're going to see is an expansion of advocacy to become more proactive, get in front of some of the groups that can have influence on what's printed and what's said, and make sure that we perform the same function we've been doing with Congress and local officials, and that is education and making sure people understand the importance of general aviation. So just preliminarily, we've already started looking at that expanded campaign, and we think it's going to allow us to become more proactive and pretty much plant the seeds for advocacy in the future. So it's not taken for granted necessarily, but it's something that people will think about before they say something or do something.
When your top-end product is on the order of tens of millions of dollars, you would think that initially it's a hard sell to media and the general public that these are valuable tools. How do you approach the folks that look at this, see it as an extravagance, and don't understand that business aviation means jobs and lots of them?
There's this perception that it's a bunch of irresponsible people flying around doing things for their own personal use versus doing things for their businesses. And it's very, very clear from the information that we're gathering, and it's something that already validates what we already knew, is that really these are tools that they're used extensively, not only by CEOs, but by members of companies that go below the CEO level, and they're out there conducting business. And they're gaining as a result of that. Their profitability, their revenues that they're able to produce, there's some significant results here. And as I mentioned in the briefing, you can debate the statistics, but quite frankly, the message is there. It's something we've always known.
Society, per se, looks at these in just this bizarre way. Obviously, we have to reach out to folks and explain that, you know, there's a way of doing business that they really don't understand. Where does the education begin?
Well, we started it at what we referred to at the grassroots level when we started our campaign in the early part of this year with Gamma and MBAA. And our intentions were to go into the local communities, especially where general aviation resides, whether it's a supplier or an OEM, or whether it's an airport, and talk to local officials and say, and these are mayors, these are airport authority people, and tell them about a specific example of where their community benefits from the presence of a general aviation member. And when we did that, they began to see that the usage of hotels, the usage of cab drivers, drivers in general, restaurants, so many other areas, as well as the business itself, the direct and indirect impact was significant. They became our best advocates, because they were having to field questions from the public that were upset about general aviation and about the image of general aviation. And they were able to do a much better job of communicating and saying, well, wait a minute, I want you to understand how it benefits this community. That's the importance of it. When you get down to the grassroots and work your way up to Congress or to the administration, it has much more significance to it, because now they can understand within anybody's particular district, a representative's district, they can understand the value of general aviation. And again, I always underscore the impact and the importance of jobs. That resonates.
And finally, there's this growing rift between the airline community and the rest of business and general aviation. How do we heal that? It's obviously so counterproductive to both of our interests.
Yeah, well, one of them was on the user fees and on how you tax or don't tax the various industries in order to participate in the FAA reauthorization and the funding of the FAA. What I think is going to happen is that we're going to start finding ourselves with some common themes. It's not only going to be things such as authorization and making sure we do a better job on next gen, but when you look at the environment, we have some very clear collaborative points that we can work with the airline industry that are going to be beneficial to the public and to the industry.
When we return, Alan Plattmeyer on whether a GA recovery will start with more pilots or better airplanes. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. We're highlighting some 2009 comments from GA leaders with a focus on how we revive general aviation. Alan Klappmeyer was asked recently whether a rebirth of GA is waiting for new and better aircraft or more pilots to spike product demand.
Well, I've been involved in the Be a Pilot program and a number of these kinds of things over the years, and it's a debate that always happens. Do you fix the pilot population, how people start, or do you fix what the rest of the industry does? And while the obvious answer is both, I think that what it really does come down to is the product. And as I said before, the product can't be seen as just the airplane. The product is all of the things that come together to make what we in industry offer to that customer, that person outside. So by focusing on new products, whether it's making them easier to use, making them lower cost, changing the barriers to entry, making them more valuable, giving the business customer a more valuable tool, that's what we have to change. Economics is about the measurement of activity of life. People think it's about money, but it's not about money. It's about all the choices that people have. We need to make aviation a better choice, and that choice is having fun in a biplane or going someplace in a business jet and saving thousands of people's jobs. But we need to give them a better choice. But of course, that's only part of it. The next thing we have to do is educate them about the choice, which of course is the challenge to all of you. We need to do a better job as an industry to communicate the benefits of general aviation to all the rest of the people out there who somehow think you're just a little nuts that you like airplanes. And notice I said you, not me. I'm not nuts that I like airplanes, but you're a little nuts that you like airplanes. It's not about that. There are huge benefits here, and we need to go out and educate people about that.
Tomorrow, we'll hear comments from current Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters on product liability and from EAA Chairman and President Tom Poberesny on new pilot starts. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.